You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is June 26, 2025. Hope everybody's doing well. I can't say the same for myself for the moment, but I'm doing okay. I'm alive. Before we get started, of course, we have sponsors. This episode of the Hierarchy Podcast is brought to you by TheBlowers.com, your one-way ticket to oral pleasure, either giving or receiving. So sign up at TheBlowers.com, pick your roll, blower or blowee, and go to town. It's about the fastest, easiest way I have ever seen to get what you need. And I come from a generation of Craigslist, and I did personalize one time. I mean, it's really, I mean, when you're hungry for cock and you're a faggot, well, guess what? You got to find a way to get cock. So the blowers is the way to do it now. So I encourage you to do that. And of course, our other sponsor is LustyAge.com for all of your toys and, lubes and whatnot. Everything else that the blowers can't give you, Lusty Age can give you. So use promo code SAMFWA for a discount and have fun with that. It comes in discreet packaging, by the way, so mom and dad aren't going to find out about it. Or your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or your boyfriend or anybody else, not even the mailman. So anyway, today is episode 280. I can't even hardly believe that I've done 280 of these. and I'm not bigger than Joe Rogan. What the hell? You know, anyway. Today I wanted to talk about, I was going to talk about this last week, but I got kind of sidetracked with another story. So I wanted to get back to this. One of the more incredible aspects of Fags Worship Alphas and now HierarchyUniversity.com, those two sites, were kind of, I don't know if there's ever been any platform on the internet like those in terms of pushing hard on the reality that straight men and straight alphas are using faggots sexually, okay? I've served many straight alphas in my career as a faggot, and I know plenty of others, even in my personal life over the years, including one of my mentor faggots from my personal life. He definitely serves lots of straight alphas too. So I know that it's real, and I have done it. I know people that have done it. And the website, over the course of 10 years, yes, next month is 10 years. So I have come across so many examples, undeniable examples of straight alphas using faggots for sex, owning faggots for sexual service in addition to domestic and financial service. So this is a real phenomenon, okay? Psychologists, sex therapists, they all agree that this thing does happen. They may not want to admit it, okay? That's another thing, though. Like, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, particularly the straight guys that are doing it, but because it upends what people believe about sexuality and men's needs and all this other stuff, or masculinity also. Whereas I actually think that what I teach on hierarchyuniversity.com and what is known clinically about this phenomenon, I believe it actually enhances masculinity, not degrades it, okay? These men who are using faggots, in addition to using females and whatever they're doing sexually, they're only more powerful because of it, not less. So And this is what I'm going to get into these examples I'm about to talk about. So the point is, though, that this is happening, all right? And there are reasons why men are doing this. It's not just they can't get laid. That's definitely not true. It's because, it's because they're finding a power from it that they can't get anywhere else. And it's fulfilling them in a way that they cannot be fulfilled any other way. It's one of the attractions of findom for straight alphas that don't want to have sex with faggots, but they want the power, the taste of the power of owning faggots in some way. But this is deeper. The sexual use of faggots by straight alphas is deeper than that. So what I wanted to talk about, though, were two great examples from the Misty Mountain mansion of God Alpha Dino, who has been just a legendary figure on both sites and on the podcast. I got to interview him at one point. It was amazing. And what he has done in his compound in the mountains is create a gigantic extended family that's hierarchical in nature. It's the most incredible experiment that I have ever known of. And I have a couple of examples that are kind of similar, but there's nothing like this. Master Dino, of course, he recently lost his wife, fag wife, Jamie. Master Dino is a straight alpha who married his fag wife, Jamie. And Master Dino had some children prior to, getting with Jamie, obviously, because Jamie doesn't have a womb, even though, well, if Jamie had a womb, my gosh, she would have had about 10,000 children, because she was impregnated every day. But Jamie passed away, of course, but Master Dino had some sons, some alpha sons, some god alpha sons, who are, may even be, I don't know, they wouldn't want me to say this, but like, they're as powerful as their father, okay? There's Master Chad, who's Master Dino's firstborn son, and then Master Dean, Master Dean, of course, is a twin of Jimmy, who is a faggot, which is not very unusual by itself, right? But in addition, though, other alphas have attached themselves to this group. They have multiple faggots in the mansion, okay? They call them the Rainbow. And then, of course, they have, I think it's 18 sons of Master Chad, because Master Chad's got lots and lots of kids. He's, he's impregnated a lot of women. But they've collected the sons of Master Chad into the mansion, and they're cared for by everybody there. But Master Chad's sons are growing into young alphas, too. So it's a pretty amazing thing. And also, Master Dean went and got a woman pregnant also. Even though Master Dean is gay, technically, he got a woman pregnant, and they have a son also. Or he has a son. So, but I want to talk about the two alphas that have primarily become like a centerpiece of the transformational effect of what's going on in that mansion in the mountains. First of all, Master Shane, there are two alphas I'm going to talk about. Master Shane, otherwise known as Master Tank, but I'm going to call him Shane, and Master Cal. Now, anybody who's followed Fags Worship Alphas knows about Master Cal, and I'm going to save him for last. But Master Shane was someone that, straight alpha, had a troubled past, in his childhood and early adulthood. But he discovered faggots through Master Chad. And Master Shane is described by everybody who knows him as the most beautiful, model ready, you know, camera ready alpha of the group. And apparently he has a 12 and a half inch dick. he said he called it, says it's 12 inches, but Master Dean said it's 12 and a half. So, but it's very big, and every faggot in the place gets to ride it and suck it all day long. Okay. He came to understand through Master Chad that faggots exist to serve and worship men. And when he discovered this fact, he didn't want anything else. He realized that this was the thing that was he wanted all along, and didn't know how to get. This was the worship that he was missing, that was causing these kind of troubled, this troubled angst in his life. Once he found faggots, everything aligned, and he started understanding that fucking a faggot and breeding it, or, you know, having a faggot nursing on your cock and, you know, swallowing your load, like, he realized, this is what I'm meant to do. This is the life I'm meant to lead. And it's all thanks to Master Chad being a mentor, you know, to what we might call a lost alpha. I mean, Master Shane, prior to meeting Master Chad, was lost, you know. And he was definitely not clued into the things he really needed as a man, you know, until Master Chad started showing him what it means to be worshipped and served by a faggot. Now, Master Cal is more aligned with me, because I'm the reason why he came to know about fags serving straight men, okay? And I get to play a direct role in Master Cal's ascension. So I have a great deal of pride in Master Cal, because I got to do that firsthand. And I have been a first faggot for a lot of straight alphas. Usually it happens physically, like I'm serving them physically for the first time. But I got to be a first faggot for Master Cal. In fact, he says I'm his faggot because I did that for him. So he's probably listening to this, so I feel a little on the spot. But Master Cal happened across fagsworshipalphas.com, and he was in a loveless marriage, you know, and was, you know, not getting any sex like he wanted to, and he has a nice big dick, and he's got a gigantic alpha-sized libido, and he wanted to be worshipped, but he didn't understand it. You know, here's the thing. This is really well, I'm going to pass it. I'm going to get back to that. Anyway, so he stumbled across fagsworshipalphas.com, and he reached out to me because he was so titillated by what he was reading. He was just like, I can't believe this. This is real. And I, you know, I did my spiel, which I do very well, okay? As a faggot, I don't do a lot of things right, but I do know how to talk to an alpha and trigger what he needs to understand about himself. I've done it a lot, so I know what I'm doing. So I talked to him about this through email, and Master Cal immediately wanted to have me get in touch with Master Chad primarily, but he wanted to know more. And of course, Master Chad is somebody that Master Chad is very powerful. Like, Master Chad is as powerful as an alpha gets, probably, you know. He's going to say my father is more powerful, and probably he is, but I'm saying Master Chad is going to take over the reins someday. Okay, and like, anyway, but Master Chad immediately recognized what Master Cal was and invited him to come to the compound, you know, to the mansion. And Master Cal dropped everything and immediately made a beeline there, where he got to experience faggots for the first time. He got to get sucked by his first faggot. I believe it was Jamie that sucked him for the first time, if I'm not mistaken. And he got to fuck faggots for the first time. And it completely changed his entire being. All right. He ascended like, I don't know of any more than anybody that I've ever seen. He transformed from a regular straight alpha, just kind of doodling away through life, you know, trying to live a normal kind of heterosexual, you know, get married, have 2.5 kids, blah, 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 to becoming a god alpha, and part of a family of alphas, and part of a larger hierarchical family where worship is like a food product there, okay? Like, it's like food, you know? It's part of, it's like eating or bathing or shitting or whatever. Worship of alphas is what happens there all the time. It's the whole purpose. And Master Cal receives that every day, all day, every day. His balls are constantly drained. He's constantly adored and worshipped. And it's all because he recognized something within himself. And this is what I was going to say earlier. I'm going to say it now. All alphas have this inside them. All right? Every single true alpha out there has a burning desire, a need to be worshipped and served and honored and revered, okay? It's like a, you know, how if you're lacking certain vitamins and minerals, like your body starts to erode and weaken, etc. Well, a mineral or a vitamin for an alpha is worship. They need this. If they don't have that, if they live kind of a normal-ish life, like everybody, every other male, they begin to wither like a plant that has not gotten any sun or any water or any kind of nutrient-rich soil. They wither without it. And once they taste it, and once they realize that that is what they are supposed to be, what kind of food they're supposed to have as alphas, they will run through brick walls to get it. Okay, they will do whatever they need to do to have that again and again and again, because that is their operating mission, is to be worshipped, to be the leader that everyone follows and adores. Okay, I can't even stress this enough. And I think faggots mistake this for a kink again, and sometimes alphas do also. It's truly the wrong thing. It's truly the wrong thing to have that attitude, because it's not a kink. This is real. Alphas absolutely need this. They need to be worshipped and adored. They need to be served and obeyed and worshipped. And so, I've seen it, and I saw it with Master Cal personally. Watched it happen, you know, with Master Shane, his example as well. They came into that contact with the clan of Master Dino, and it came into I would call it a perfect hierarchical space. It's probably the only perfect hierarchical space on the planet Earth, okay? It's pure hierarchy there. When they did that, when they gave up that life that they had before, the ordinary man life, they gave it up because it was not real. It doesn't produce the thing that they need. But what's going on with Master Dino and the training that Master Dino, Master Chad, Master Dean are providing alphas that come in contact with them is unprecedented and unparalleled. And there's simply nothing like it. I often have said that they should have an alpha boot camp to train alphas to experience the greater hierarchy, the what is actually possible, what it actually means to be an alpha, to live a life as a true alpha male. You know, the nonsense you see in social media about alpha males is wrong. It's not about being a pretty boy. It's not about being an Instagram model at Planet Fitness, okay? It's about being a true alpha god that owns faggots and women also and is worshipped and obeyed and is the leader. And I don't think... I know that most alphas don't understand this, and I know damn well that the world doesn't. But I'm telling you right now, Master Cal and Master Shane were withering plants until they discovered pure worship and pure devotional service from faggots, not women, faggots. Before they really, really took root and blossomed into the powerful trees that they are today. These men, all those alphas I've mentioned in this podcast today, they are basically gigantic redwood trees of hierarchy. They're redwood trees of God alpha power. And faggots made that possible. The soil of faggots. They grew in the soil of faggots, and they blossomed into powerful trees that can never be toppled, you know. So that's my kind of message for all my brothers out there, my faggot brothers. Worship alphas, serve them, revere them, surrender yourself to them, give whatever you can to them, because they're going to blossom with your worship. And for any alphas that are listening to this, I'm telling you, if you don't own and use faggots right now, you are missing out. I know you think you're straight and there's no way you'd ever do anything with a faggot. You're wrong, okay? You're missing out completely on what is possible, all because you're holding yourself back because of some prejudicial, frankly weak position of being afraid of being perceived as gay or something. It's not gay. It's not about gay. It's not about homosexuality or anything like that. It's about power. You're missing out on power. And without power, alphas are nothing. So that is my message for today. And I can't say it strong enough. This has been sticking in my craw for a couple weeks. I needed to get it out. So thank you for indulging me. To Master Dino, Master Chad, Master Dean, Masters Cal and Shane, this one's for you. And I want to say that I love and adore all of them. They are amazing alphas who have been a light for me. And so I just thank them endlessly. And shout out to all my fag brothers that are over there at the mansion, also serving day and night, serving alphas the way they should. So I'm very proud of them. Anyway, that is all I've got for today. I'm exhausted. I have to go and rest. I'm not going to go rest, but I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Go serve an alpha if possible this weekend, okay? Try something, you know. It's not going to kill you, all right? Anyway, I love you very much. I will talk to you soon, okay? Bye!